Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is First District Politics. I am Bill Lichter, your host, and I'm here tonight with the one and only Samantha Malley on Instagram, Green Queen Swift, joins us tonight. Welcome, Samantha.
Hello, Bill. Hi.
Don't be shy, Samantha. So I understand this is your first Blog Talk Radio, any interview, first of the first.
Ever.
How does it feel to have me as your first?
Feels good, Bill. Feels good. I'm very confident in this.
Excellent.
I think it's going to go wonderful.
It is. So, Samantha, we just got done watching part of the Alex Jones show that, as you know, and all the people listening might know, that we do a live stream on the Loomer Fan Club, Laura Loomer Fan Club Instagram. We've been doing that live stream almost every night. That's where I met you. Met you
Love
on the
it.
Show, right?
Yes, yes. Came up in there one night randomly. Been coming back ever since.
It's like a drug.
I found
we give you a little taste for free.
Found my tribe.
Yeah. It is. It's really become something. So came up with the idea to invite you onto the Blog Talk Radio show. And as you know, only hot chicks are allowed on the Blog Talk Radio show. So
Yay.
Apropos that you're here.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, first, you've passed the first criteria.
Yes.
So, you know, I will say this is probably the most tired that I've been doing a Blog Talk Radio show. So if the listeners can hear, I'm trying to hold the mic up, and we're going to be pretty laid back
tonight.
It's past
my bedtime.
Exactly. Oh, and that's right. You are in. Yeah. So we're a Central Standard Time here, which the listeners know. Your Eastern time over there in Long Island, New York.
Yes.
How is it?
Crazy
How is
town.
It living in New York? Yeah. Are you guys
New
on
York?
Lockdown or?
I mean, I'm on Long Island. It's pretty chill here. We're very separate from the city. It's like pretty rural. There's a lot of space out here.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't actually know that.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have chickens and stuff in the backyard or what?
No chickens, but some of my neighbors have chickens. So, I mean, people do have chickens. I would love to have chickens.
Well, that's cool.
I need to get some,
actually.
Gives
us a nice little feel. Yeah. What about the architectures? Any, like, cool architecture around there? Like those little colonial homes you see out in East Coast?
Yeah, I mean, some of the houses are really old. Like, if you go in, like, Setauket, like, on the North Shore, they're really old.
Mm-hmm. We're talking in the hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah, like Civil War, like, all that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Little part of history. It's kind of neat. For work, I used to travel out east a lot, and we would drive through New York, and never did get to Long Island, though. Did go to New York with
Yeah.
Laura.
I mean, upstate's beautiful.
Remember the other night?
People love upstate.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yes. We used to get, yeah. No, we used to get upstate. It is a beautiful state.
Yeah.
It really is. No, I was going to say, remember we watched that video the other night on the live stream when I was in New York with Laura for that protest in front of Twitter.
Yeah.
Did we watch that one? Yeah, we did. Anyway, all right, let's get
with
back
the
topic
dressed up as her. Who is that guy?
Which one?
The guy that was dressed up as Laura.
Oh, that's Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, okay.
That's when we were in D.C. Milo. Yep, that's Milo. And on Telegram, follow Milo on Telegram.
Gotcha.
Milo is one of the top conservatives, first banned. Milo was banned in the first round with Alex Jones,
Gabriel Dennis,
Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer. Yeah, no, Milo's a very huge voice. He was like one of the people, I think he went to Berkeley and they had a huge riot because they wouldn't let him speak. You know what I mean? He was going to speak at
Look
Berkeley.
Look at that. I didn't even know about him. You're like putting me on to new people already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Milo's big. And he's gay.
Awesome.
And that's a whole other twist on our story.
Side. Yeah.
Well, I think then he said he's not gay. After, this is about not a year ago. I know. Recently, in recent history, there was some news out that he was not gay. But personally, I didn't believe it. So I don't know. I don't know where he is.
The rumor. Now. They're spreading misinformation.
Right,
we don't know.
So there's drugs. Put it
we
this
don't
way.
Know.
Put it this way. And I don't think Milo minds either that there's drama which surrounds Milo. And if you look
you
at his
think
channel
you welcome
on Telegram,
that.
I absolutely do.
That's awesome.
All kidding aside, he's a big friend of Laura's, been a friend of hers for a long time. I've met him. He's so smart. Very, very smart guy. He's like a Katie Hopkins, Brit, conservative, outspoken, super
He's
smart.
British too? What?
Yeah. Quite a lot to Milo. Let's refocus. Come back to the Samantha Molly Green Swift on Instagram comes to First District Politics. So
hey,
our show outline. Exactly. We're refocusing. The show outline. Oh, and the trains. Those trains that we heard, the sound effects in the beginning. I want to thank Samantha. Let's give the trains another little. See if they work here.
Woo-hoo.
Train. Here it comes. This is the passes-by. That's called the passes-by train. Here's train number three.
Oh, we got all different kinds.
Right. And here's the whistle train. So
what's that coming through?
The whistle.
The truth train.
That is the truth train. Thank you to Samantha Malley. we originally had those set up as the Trump trains, but they have now turned into the truth train. And the truth, you know, used to set you free, Samantha, but now the truth gets you locked up in the digital gulag.
Get you in trouble.
Censored. Exactly. Locked in your home. The cops are going to be coming after you. I mean, the truth is
See in Australia, if you write something on like Facebook, they show up at your house and they're like, oh, is it true that you're having a protest on Tuesday? That's what you wrote here on Facebook.
Well, let's take a little side jump, but that's not just in Australia. And there's a story that now I can share with you. But did you know that Laura's and my friend, Marnie, from Minneapolis, actually had the cops come to her door about a Facebook post that she posted?
Stop.
True. True. True story.
What was the post?
True story.
How crazy was the post?
Marnie, it wasn't crazy at all. Marnie's an activist like us, you and me, just normal people that goes to rallies, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Her and her...
A patriot.
Yeah, average activist. And she posted something about a shot, you know, too bad if someone didn't get shot or something to do with a shot, something like a shooting a gun, right?
Gotcha.
It was in a metaphor type of a statement. Well, that's what they used. It was total bunk. I mean, anyone reading it would go, That doesn't mean Marty's going to come and shoot anybody. Hello.
Exactly.
Right? But that's what they – no, but that's what they did.
Poetically speaking.
They took her gun rights away for a while. They took her gun rights away while she was, being investigated. She had to get a big lawyer, fight them. She ended up winning. Yeah.
Thank God.
So what's going on in Australia? Yeah, we talk about what's going on in Australia.
But
it's already here, people. It is.
I was telling
not
my
in
friend
a
that
big
today.
Level. What? That it's here?
What?
You were telling your friend what?
That we're almost there. Yeah, we're almost there.
Right. Right.
Australia, here we come. They're in the streets fighting their police right now.
Yeah, that new yellow orange vest movement, which is a good thing. And actually,
honestly, I can't even believe the police are going along with this. Like, where are they finding these people to stand on the side of oppression, you know?
It's a good question. Well, what they do, I think, is they purge. Like they did with the military.
I feel like they're
when
doing
Millie,
that now.
They're purging all the, quote, Trump supporters, for lack of a better word. But Trump? Yep. Okay, you're out. Right.
Yes, I heard
that. Are you a patriot?
Like,
yes, okay, you're out.
Yeah, I heard they're starting to do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard that if your views don't align, that it's not happening.
Absolutely not happening. So I have
That's
a very
a
nice
scary.
Cigar for the show tonight. I'm just telling you.
You have your cigars.
Very nice. It's one of the things I do with this show. I have to always smoke a cigar.
Do you smoke flavored cigars or regular? Like
no, flavored cigars are for girls.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know. Sorry.
Or newbies to the cigar scene. But, you're going with something real, like an Arturo Fuente.
I don't know anything about cigars.
All right. So when we wrote up, let's just see if we can cover any of these topics or see how they apply to what we've been dealing with today. The weaponized FBI, COVID corruption, wide open borders, replacement migration, and your constitutional rights disappearing like a bologna sausage on a deli slicer. Join our discussion as a call-in guest. And, yes, in case you are listening, one of the million people that are listening right now, you can call into this show. The guest call-in number is 914-205-5565. 914-205-5565. Alex, no, just kidding. That was a joke.
So, yep, our FBI is corrupt, though. Just start investigating things on our own.
The weaponized FBI. I'm starting to wonder now, how long has it been like this?
Oh my God.
I mean, how long? This isn't anything new, right?
No way.
So this has been going on for 30, 40 years.
I mean, one of the gymnasts said that she put her claim in 1997 to the FBI.
Well, that's
they did
23
nothing with
years.
It.
Okay, there's 23 years for sure. Now we know. Yep.
Yeah.
So my 40-year guess is probably true.
Yeah.
What was that one with the gymnast again? What was the what was the name of that guy?
Larry Nassar. The coach.
Oh yeah, the gymnast coach.
Or the doctor. He was a doctor. Yeah. The Olympic doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I'm
like,
gonna have to.
You know.
I'll have to massage your thigh. You need a thigh
exactly.
massage.
Exactly. Super great. You know.
Oops. Sorry, I slipped. Those are some of the hottest chicks, though, those gymnasts. I'm just saying.
they belong on your podcast. They belong on your blog.
True, they could be. Only once they've turned 18.
They're all 18 now, I'm pretty
only
sure.
Only once they've... Send them my way. Yeah, the weaponized FBI. Nothing like you see on TV, right? FBI, Chicago.
No, in the movies and stuff. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Hiding
right.
everything.
And, you know, people always...
I mean, we... What?
Well, when they talk about the weaponized FBI, the crooked FBI, oh, it's just the top echelon. It's just, it's not the ground troops. They're great FBI agents, blah, blah, blah.
Well, is
well,
it the top,
you know,
most important kind of?
Right. And don't the, like, you know, the normal FBI agents that they're not referring to know what the hell's going on? So aren't they complicit if they're not fucking whistleblowing on it?
Yeah, I mean, where are the whistleblowers from the freaking FBI?
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. That's when you always hear people talk about the FBI. Oh, but I don't mean, you know, the local guy. I'm sure there's fine FBI agents there. I'm sure there are. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, really? Because if they know about it, and if they're that good of an FBI agent, and they don't know about that corruption, then they should really be an FBI agent. Give me a break.
You know,
they
like
should fucking be whistleblowing.
See the corruption
right?
from out here. How come they can't figure it out from in there?
Exactly. That's why I don't have much mercy for the quote underling FBI agents. If
yeah,
I think
no,
that
I get
fucking
it.
With it, man, they really are, and it's part of the like the blue. When they talk about the cops, the blue, you know, camaraderie or whatever, like they don't
yeah,
like
when
on
they're
each other
watching
and stuff.
Them, yeah, disrespect
right.
the badge, like you're not
right.
sticking up
right.
and telling them, no, this is wrong, don't behave like that.
Then you're just as bad as they are.
Exactly. Even really? The nurses in the hospitals and stuff like that, they're all watching these people die on ventilators and none of them are...
Mm-hmm.
Are trying to stop this.
And just a quick shout out to James O'Keefe yesterday, dropping his his big. And we were
that
watching
was big.
Online. That was perfect. That was big. It
that
really
big.
Is. And tomorrow even bigger. It's really cool.
And
it's gone
another
viral.
One. Part
it's been
two
taken
tomorrow.
Down. It's gonna
part
be,
two tomorrow. Can't wait for that.
It really makes, I know, it really makes you want to get up tomorrow, doesn't it? And then James is holding him out until 8 p.m. at night, until prime time.
I know.
So,
they probably
you know what?
Get
that's
so
true.
Nervous.
Tomorrow we're going to be able to, oh, God, they're shitting bricks.
Right? Like,
speaking
oh, no.
Shit.
Cause, what?
What? I was going to say, speaking shit, talk about Biden for a second.
Oh.
The report that Biden is just shitting his pants now. Literally.
Insane. The Secret Service coming out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Perfectly
they must be worried.
Of...
they must be worried.
For our country.
Yes.
You know, the Secret Service, yeah, I mean, they're not all crooked. They've got to be somewhat patriots for doing a job like that.
Oh, no. Sometimes I listen to Dan Bongino. You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was in the Secret Service.
Oh, no kidding, that's right, he was.
Yeah, retired Secret Service.
What does he say?
I don't think he spoke on this yet.
No, I don't mean this exact topic, but anything in general about the Secret Service, or like you say, when you listen to him?
Oh, I mean, he says he respects law enforcement, of course. He always says, you know, great things about law enforcement and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving to the so weaponized FBI, COVID corruption, wide open borders. So COVID corruption and wide open borders kind of go together, because how come these fucking people coming over the fucking border are not getting fucking jabbed, but you, me, and everybody else is being forced and coerced to the hill?
That should
right?
be the number
talk
one argument. I feel like everybody should be bringing
don't
up.
Don't you?
Against
that's
the
true.
Vaccine. These people
it's
are
true,
pouring
because
into
that's
our
the
country.
One where people go, yeah, yeah, that's right. Why me? Why not them?
That's one thing we
and
can all
they're
agree
the
about.
Most. They're coming from these lower level countries
unchecked.
That have terrible
mm-hmm.
sanitation, terrible health care, terrible everything.
Exactly. And not for nothing, but we're going to start to get new diseases, like tuberculosis is going to come back and things like that, because these people are not vaccinated against these things either.
Mm-hmm. I think the report came out just today. Remember I told you that about 18,000 Afghanistani refugees are already in Wisconsin at Camp McCoy. Now it just came out today that they found out that X, Y, or so many of, you know, this many had all these different diseases like you just talked about. I'm pretty sure one of them that they listed off was tuberculosis.
100%.
It was these diseases. Yeah, that they're bringing in. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, and on top of that, they've already had three babies, which according to their stupid rules, now those are automatic citizens. And then when they're 18, they can chain migrate their fucking parents. This is how fast this is happening. It's a total takeover of our country. Yeah.
Right before.
And they're using that border. I think what's going on at the border is also a distraction to all the other people that they're funneling, like these Afghanis, into these other states, like Wisconsin, for example.
Yeah.
How many people even know Afghanis are in fucking Wisconsin?
It's true.
I wouldn't
have known that if I didn't know you, you know?
Right. And they're now that how do we feed all these Afghanis? Oh, and you know what? Oh, by the way,
they're saying that on the border,
too. The meals for the school kids now are going to have to be compromised and interrupted because they have to, feed the fucking Afghanis? Yeah. A report came out off of WISN in the Mark Belling show today. And it makes
that's
sense.
Crazy.
Because and the food supply is already in short supply.
Yeah, we're already stressed. They said that a lot of stores around the border towns and everything, they are low on their supply of things because they just can't keep up. There's just so many people there.
The wide open borders, the replacement migration, and we were looking at that article that we saw prior to going live
migration.
Here with the border the new report today where AOC is all bent out of shape because some of the Border Patrol were using horses. And then when you and I looked at it, you even said, oh, they're lassoing them. So what was the name of that report? I had it up here. Oh, where was it? U.S. sends in lasso-wielding police on horseback to turn back Haitian migrants. Campaigners decry horrifying tactic as mounted border agents, some possibly using whips, have been seen chasing people along riverbank. So they
see a
rope.
When
you have a horse, you have a tie-up line.
Exactly.
I think the tie-up line off of that horse is just loose in this picture, and they call it a lasso or a whip. So which is it? Is it a lasso? Is it a whip? Or is it really the line that's on the horse to tie him up to one of those fucking little pedestals when he's...
And what's the guy running with? What's the guy running with, Bill? Takeout food?
He looks like he's got takeout food. He's got about one, two, three different takeout food bags with, like, clamshells in this one.
He looks like he just came from the bodega down the block and got himself five meals, and he's on his way home.
Yeah. And then the other
guy. He does not look like he came very far.
He's got the Gatorade bottles. He's got the big Gatorade bottles.
You know what I'm
saying? The fruit punch Gatorade and the ice blue. Yeah. They look healthy, too.
Insane.
That's the other thing.
Where did they get that
food Where did they get that food from? They're in the middle of the fucking desert.
Right? Like, they're crossing over rivers and things. Like, what is happening? Who is helping these people get here? Well, we know the open society.
Police
what is open border society.
Lassos. Ooh, you can't say open borders society. That's can't say that.
We're not supposed to talk about those things.
No, we're not.
The forbidden things. Yeah, peppermint patty.
No, you do. You got to take a deep.
sake.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, sometimes you really do. You really do.
I really love Alex Jones' nickname for Jen Psaki. He calls her Jin Psaki. G-I-N for Jin.
She has so many nicknames. She has so many nicknames. I've heard Bride of Chucky, Peppermint Patty, Raggedy Ann.
Poor girl. She's in a bad position. She's not a very good liar either. And she's not smart.
No.
So it really makes it hard for her. She's like dumb as a box of rocks.
I find it hard to believe that she's a good person up there lying the way she does.
You're not. You'd step down. You'd just say you can't do it.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do that job. Lie to the American people every day. President isn't running around.
Right, because you can see how bad she is and how much she's basically fibbing. People can see right through it. The problem is no one really watches that. You know what I mean? Maybe some geeks like us. That's about it. No one's watching that. Back when Trump was in and he had Kayleigh McEnany, my sisters were texting me. Friends are texting me. Oh, I love Kayleigh, right? They loved her.
You know
people were tuning in that. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, remember her?
We enjoy watching that stuff, conservatives. We enjoy that. I feel like
we do.
The left, they don't really enjoy watching. They don't enjoy learning about recent current events. You know what I'm saying? They don't really care. They want to know what's new, what's popular, what's cool. You know, they don't care what's really going on in the world.
That's true. They do not care at all. They just care about how they can control us.
It's super surface.
Yeah.
I don't know, Bill. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this. There's too many problems. Too many problems happening.
Our rights are disappearing like a bologna sausage is what we typed in here. So that's the bologna sausage analogy that I told you that I heard from Ben Stein. If the listeners haven't heard, imagine you're a big brand new bologna sausage. That's your rights, okay? And it's in a slicer at the deli. And they've got the slicer on shave. They're just shaving it. You look over. You're like, oh, I got a lot of bloody sausage left. You know, shaving. Oh, tons of sausage left. Point being, once they shave that sausage away, you're not getting your rights back. And what they did, I think, maybe to our favor, what I think they did recently is when they started going after Trump, they started, you know how you went to the deli slicer, you can turn it thicker slice. They were taking thicker slices off to try to take our rights away.
That it woke some people up. People weren't ready for that.
It woke them up. And then when O'Biden got in there, they turned it on 6 slice, which they're doing right now. And that's really waking up. Yes, O'Biden. Well, that's who's O'Biden. Really running this is Biden or Obama.
I love that, O'Biden.
O'Biden was from... who was that? Was that Alex that came up with that, or was that Rush Limbaugh?
I don't know. It makes a lot of sense.
No, it really is. And I've heard other speakers, too, come out and really lay it out why this proves this is Obama. His fingerprints are all over it. Like what happened in Afghanistan.
I mean, the man said
it. That's Obama.
The man said it. You seen that interview with Obama, and he was like, you know, if I could have a third term, and have a front man.
That's true. He did say that. He did.
Yeah.
Samantha, we're at 22nd mark for the show. Can you believe a half an hour already went by?
We're at 20 minutes?
No, 12 seconds left. 10 seconds left. But we're going to use our 5-minute buffer, okay?
Oh, my God. We have 10
Don't
seconds
worry.
Left?
3, 2, 1. But we've got a 5-minute buffer. So don't
That went
don't
so
distress.
Fast, though.
That was so fast. That was a 30-minute
show.
That's
so fast. We have to do this more.
It was a great. No, we will. I'm going to take you up on that. That was a blast. It went so good
nice.
And so fast. And actually, we hit all the topics.
Yeah, we did.
So what we do on the
good
end
job.
Of a great show? We did. At the end of a show like that. We really don't need to go on too much. Sometimes less is more. So I'm going to thank you for coming on the show. We're going to call
tonight.
Thank
you for having me. Thank you for making this
so
an easy first time.
So many. All right. Well, okay. I'm going to stop right there. What I'll do is after I end the show, I'll give you a shout out and then we'll kind of debrief.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on and have a great night.
You guys have a good night.
Night, everybody.